African Storyteller is the podcast that showcases the storytellers behind Africa's leading broadcast productions. From film and TV to sports and the arts, join us as we go behind the scenes to tell the stories of these content creators. Telling our stories the way we want to. Is it possible to get 10 years of work experience in just 1 year? Young film graduates who've been through the Magic in Motion Academy believe it is. While many believe that a film degree alone can't get you very far in a highly contested industry, the alumni of this academy are flipping the script. Through the Magic in Motion Academy, these African storytellers are telling the stories they want to, the way they want to.
If someone would have told me when I was younger that I'd be like a producer, director, actor, executive producer, businessman when I was younger, my reaction would have been, hell yeah, of course I will be.
It's the mid-2000s, and a young boy is walking through the dusty streets of Garankuwa on the border of Gauteng and the Northwest Province in South Africa. He's a spirited young one, or as they say, Kokasi, Kitsibinkinyana, a know-it-all. Whether it was the attention deficit disorder, or maybe just misunderstood, he often got into trouble at school, even being suspended on a regular basis.
When he went to high school, now and then they'll keep on calling us because of his naughtiness and not behaving. But at the end, he became a leader at the school, which the teacher was keep on saying, "Kolani, you've got passionate and you can do it." And every time when they call me at work to say, "Your son did this and he did this," and he'll even answer back to the teachers, and I was saying, "Oh gosh, this child, where is he going?"
Growing up, I was a naughty kid. I was naughty, naughty, naughty. I have two siblings, an older sister and a younger brother. I was the naughtiest of them all. I was the one that's getting the belt more than any one of them. I was just a troublesome kid. I don't think I was troublesome. I was just like happy. I was a very, very happy kid.
That's Xolani Nhlapo, the once errant boy at school who was also a victim of bullying because of his so-called private school accent. As a result, he became a bit of a loner, who'd stay behind closed doors and spend hours in his own pretend land, taking on the persona of whomever was the popular kid on the block. This, he believes, is where the love for storytelling was birthed. Let's fast forward to June 5th, 2019. We're a far cry from the young boy who gave his mother and father plenty of reasons to pray. Tonight, the 27-year-old is creating a different memory for his parents.
To be honest, I'm having goosebumps when I'm thinking of it. The way that I'm excited, I'm just thanking God that this is really happening.
It's the night where two films produced by graduates of the MNET Magic in Motion Academy get to experience what few film hopefuls ever see in their lifetime. Their stories shown on the big screen.
The MNET Magic in Motion Academy is a seed that was planted in 2015, and today it's as fruitful as ever. We take aspiring filmmakers from grad school and plunge them into the deep end of the film industry. We show them the ropes and mold them into great storytellers. Our Magic in Motion graduates have produced over 25 feature films that have aired during Mzansi Magic's primetime slots and starred some of Mzansi's foremost talent. All united by one goal, the need to tell a great story.
The scene at Sandton City is lit. There are veteran celebs drawing stares from passers-by, and up-and-coming talent kicking it in their glitz and glam, rounded off by a pair of all-stars. One of the films being shown is Tembalam, produced by Eccentric Circus, a production company founded by Xolani, Neo Sibiya, and Thabo Mashaila, themselves Academy alumni. The film trailer sets the scene of a story of young love under pressure.
I have the apartment, yes. The car, and all that. Six shot and you put a ring on it.
First of all, I got you. We'll grab promotion.
I look forward to it.
ngiyazi ukuthi akulula for wena sekunesikhathi ungawuthola umsebenzi
uma nje indodakazi yami ngashiye lesihlulekise actor
Newo, who wrote the script, and Ben Khosimore, who plays the lead male role as Mike, are convinced that this is a story that's relevant to young people who are grappling with issues like rising unemployment and a shortage of opportunities to develop their skills.
Basically, what Tembalam is about a young couple. They met in varsity, and in the last year, the girl didn't have money to continue. But the guy, he was studying drama, he was studying acting. He got a big ad, he got a big payout, so he decided to pay her fees. Then we fast forward 5 years later, and he has not worked a day since. Because her degree was in engineering, she actually got a job, and she's been paying for everything. So what we're basically exploring is like love, money, traditional gender roles. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman in Joburg with like young lovers, and what sort of strain finances put on a relationship?
I think actually that people should watch it because I play a character who is unemployed, and at this stage in our economy, a lot of people are finding themselves in a situation where they don't have money, and you know, there's dynamics shift and change in a relationship when the guy who usually supports or who has been this financial support is not there anymore. The support, the money he had is not there anymore, and now he has to like find a new role in his relationship.
A movie premiere is a special night in the life of any filmmaker. It's even more significant when the filmmakers are all under the age of 35. South Africa has no shortage of talented storytellers. But in many industries, like the arts, it's difficult for graduates to get a foot in the door. There remains a great need for corporate South Africa to create opportunities for young people to gain valuable work experience. Yolisa Pahle, MultiChoice Group CEO of General Entertainment, believes this academy is unlike any standard internship.
Our interns get to work on our biggest productions. They work on idols. They don't make tea. They don't do filing. They seriously do the real work. But it's also turned out to be amazing because these interns have delivered some of our top performing programming.
Programming like Walibele, the other film in the spotlight this evening. The film was produced by Class of 2018 MIM graduates Pumelele Mzimela and Khodumo Mohlala.
The thing about the 2018 class is they are coming up with brand new concepts. If you look at Walapele, which we're watching tonight, it's a brand new concept that I think will be quite surprising for the Mzansi Magic viewer, but at the same time be incredibly exciting for them. And to be able to ask these young people to come up with a new kind of storytelling, African storytelling, is unbelievably amazing.
Bobby Heaney is the director and architect behind the Mnet Magic in Motion Academy.
I was approached by Mnet nearly 5 years ago to start an academy. Their idea was to look at the youth who are directly connected to television and filmmaking. And we started this academy with a view to bridging the gap between university. It's really difficult for people who have done a film course to get into the profession. So what we do in Magic in Motion is give them the opportunity of working on professional productions right across the Gauteng area, with a view to moving them from area to area. They do camera work, they do sound work, they do directing, they do producing, production management. And during the course of the year, they get to do pretty much everything there is to do, from conceptualizing a story all the way through to putting it on screen. And in this way, we give them what we believe is 10 years experience in 1 year, so that they know exactly how television is made. And the idea is that after 4 or 5 years, they become the leaders of the future.
An award-winning director in his own right, Heaney has always gravitated to the role of motivator and tutor. As a former law student turned man of the arts, he advocates for young talent. In a way, perhaps, others just can't. In a way that thousands of young talent wish the previous generation would.
I look at the young people here tonight and I know that I've left a legacy, that these people are going to be moving the industry forward. And I mean, what greater gift could a person have than to be able to give to the future the way I'm able to? There are 3 or 4 people that I would say really watch out for. One of them has got his work showing tonight. There's another one that started his own company, who's now already produced his first series. That's after 3 years of leaving the academy. That's an incredible achievement.
That other one he refers to is Thembalethu Mfebe. He's one third of production company, A Tribe Called Story. Thembalethu and fellow MIM graduates Mbalizethu Zulu and Aluta Kupa are raking up the top billing credits, taking home some awards along the way. Named the 2018 edition of the Mail and Guardian 200 Young South Africans, the company already has 8 Mzansi Magic films on their roll. Add to that, Impilo, The Scam, a 13-part drama thriller set to air in July. All this while being under 30. All this in an industry where many others are unfortunately struggling to make ends meet. Thembalethu is grateful for his own 10 years in one-year journey.
Well, I feel very fortunate. There's a lot of us out here in the industry. There's a lot of people trying to break in, and there's not a lot of opportunities. So I'd like to thank MultiChoice for the opportunity, and what they're doing is actually helping us achieve our dreams. Yes, they are a broadcaster, but they felt responsible to also grow and teach people. And I think that's really amazing, because all of the talented bunch that have gone through the Magic in Motion Academy, I think they could be all industry leaders, and it's helping open up the industry from a very young age.
I think the truth of the matter is that we as South Africans have incredible stories to tell. I think the truth of the matter is that we as South Africans have incredible ability to do really, really, really well at things when we're given the opportunity. But I think the sad thing is that we live in a country where unemployment is very, very high, and it's very difficult for people once they leave university to actually get their foot on the ladder.
We were placed on all of the top sets, all of the biggest storytellers, production company in the country. So I got a chance to network and work and learn from the best in the industry. And I think the greatest part about that whole experience was that we got the chance to tell our own stories. We ended up shooting four Mzansi films. Just like tonight for this premiere, we're going to watch two amazing films from the Academy. So it was our chance back then. And ever since then, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And we've been telling our stories ever since.
Telling their own stories also empowers them to give others a voice. Ituba. A chance to change their narrative. There's an African proverb that says, kindness is a language that the blind can see and the deaf can hear. Olani has seen firsthand how the opportunity given to them has taken on a life of its own.
I mean, this opportunity, man, it's weird, because there's a friend of mine from back home in Garankuwa, Mukhumutsi, right? So this guy really loved the industry, right? And I brought him on. First, we put him on as a spark, so he's helping around with lights. Then we taught him how to become a data wrangler. Now, he was a data wrangler for another production company for a drama. And there was a point where I went back home, and his mom was like, dude, you have no idea what you did for us. You gave my son a job, and we were able to eat because of that. And I just thought that I'm just doing my friend a favor. And that's when I realized that this is actually beyond me, because I was like, I'm going to own a production company. We're going to tell stories. But besides just telling stories, you hire people. And some of those people, most of those people, depend on your paycheck to make ends meet. And this is what we actually appreciate, is that also with us, because we got an opportunity from MultiChoice where we didn't have experience, we also give people HOD jobs. So somebody that was like a spark on our set, there'll be like a gaffer, which is like head of lights. Somebody was like a camera assistant would be like a camera beam. We believe that because we got a chance, we're going to give other people chances of like making them become the best possible versions of themselves that they can be.
We've heard of paying it forward, and those impacted by Magic in Motion are living that story. In fact, they themselves are developing characters in their own stories. Bohang Moeko, who co-stars in Thembalam, has noticed other changes in his peers too.
Having worked with the Magic in Motion guys for the second time, I've seen their growth, and you know, in that period of time, I've grown myself as well as an actor. So it's nice to sort of work with people who are passionate about the industry, who are passionate about filmmaking. You know, with the lady who wrote it, Nao Sibiya, I loved the first script that she wrote when I did the first movie with them. And so when they approached me for this one, I was already sort of halfway convinced to do it because I know how good she is as a writer. And yeah, they've definitely grown as producers, as writers, as filmmakers. I mean, you see the way that they're a lot more organized now. They need a lot less. They don't even need supervision now. You know, when we shot the first film, Bobby Heaney had to be there just to put things in order to make sure that things were done the right way. But now, I mean, with their experience, they've definitely been able to learn from their past experiences, and now they can run a set. You know, they can shoot a film by themselves, which is great to see, and they're still young.
When I was in varsity, I wasn't actually like super sure of myself, and I wasn't confident. And what the academy taught me was to be confident in my voice, and that my voice matters. That and what I have to say matters, and people are interested in it, and they want to watch, and they want to see. And that, like, to actually stand up as representation for black girls is so important, because if I dim my voice down, the next black girl thinks her voice also doesn't matter.
And that's it. Giving a voice to that young girl or boy who thinks their voice doesn't matter. Telling them the truth that they have something to say that others need to hear. But it's not only film students who've been impacted through Mnet's commitment to creating opportunities for youth. Reality shows like The Voice South Africa have helped create a platform for young talent like the PJ Twins from Bontheuvel on the Cape Flats and Spool Lulu from Duduza.
You know, our journey has been amazing but also tough. You know, single parent, raised four boys, that's our mother. Started from the age of 5 years old, 6 years old, singing in church. From church, we entered some local competitions. Then we went on one reality TV show in 2012. And now we're on The Voice. So our journey's been hectic. We've also been doing lots of community work within our community. So every Saturday, we do some reading classes and things like that with about 30 to 40 kids. And then we just pursuing our music. We want to break into the music industry, and The Voice gave us a platform, and that's how we are here tonight.
Being on The Voice has opened so many doors for me. Today I just received a call from Kids Haven located just before Carnival City. It's a shelter for homeless kids who are abandoned, and some are HIV positive. I'm going to be an ambassador for them. I'm going to be the reason of hope for those beautiful kids because of my story and because of my performance that happened on The Voice.
For this generation, their revolution will be televised and digitized, their dreams realized, and their stories told by them.
We need to tell our own stories in our own way. Thank you for the previous generation for holding it down, but it's our turn, guys. I think Magic in Motion just sets up that future that we need and want in the entertainment industry, because we have very talented people in South Africa, but they're not being showcased.
Let's push boundaries. Let's tell different stories. Let's tell stories that haven't been told before, you know? Let's see things that we haven't seen before in South Africa.
If you really want to do it, don't wait for it. Start making movies, start making films. When I was in like grade 8, grade 9, I was writing up storyboards because I didn't have a camera. I was telling stories on paper. So if you have a little camera, and back then we didn't have amazing camera phones. So my biggest advice is don't wait for when the conditions are right. Shoot on your phone, write a story, get your friends together and work on it. That's the only way it can grow.
You have a dream in your heart, and you won't be happy unless you pursue and finish that dream until the end. And to people who want to apply, I'm like, most definitely apply. You will literally get 10 years of experience in 1 year as a crash course as an intern at Mnet. You will be put on the best sets, film sets, television sets. You get to work with literally your industry heroes. Like, there is nothing like it. It'll literally change your life.
If I could say something to the boy in Harangua that had ADD, I would say, you're going to be okay. Yeah, we'll be all right. Where I am right now, I've never been so happy to be myself. It is so great. I am doing so great. Man, I do not know when or how I got here, but I just know this is fun. And I just want to say to that boy, man, we are going to have fun. This is fun.
Thank you for listening to the pilot episode of the African Storyteller Podcast. To listen to future episodes, check us out at multichoicetalentfactory.com.